tell is here today. So kindly he has led me to walk in wisdom's way. I pray for grace to help me with all my heart to say, oh, blessed Savior, count on me. Count on me. Oh, count on me. For love and heart, this service glad and free. Oh, count on me. Yes, count on me. Oh, blessed Savior, count on me. I count on thee, dear Master, for cleansing in thy blood, for constant dreams of blessing, a never-filling flood, to ever new protection. I see thy mercy's birth. Oh, blessed Savior, count on me. Oh, count on me. Yes, count on me. But loving, covenant service, glad and free. Oh, count on me. Yes, count on me. Oh, blessed Savior, count on me. Now listen. Now gird me for the battle, when evil powers oppose, and give me faith and courage. Oh, thy hope. I pledge thee my allegiance, my soul no other know. Oh, blessed Savior, come. Congregation, count on me. Can't you sing that? Count on me. For love and serve. Oh, count on me. Yes, count on me. Church, amen. Amen. Let's say church, amen again. Amen. I truly mean that. All of my days of labor and worship, I need the Lord to count on me. I need him to count on me when I'm up and when I'm down. I need him to count on me when I'm almost level to the ground. I thank God for this preaching time. I don't know how long it'll be or what my future will be. But this I know, if Jesus leads me, I'm going to get home someday. I don't know about the average child of God and how they think about laboring But I want to talk about a man, one man, this morning, who thought it wise to look in on a situation. I wish I had a praying church this morning. One man considering the thought that something needed to be done. I might be criticized as I come on YouTube and Facebook and anybody else how I try to preach this sermon this morning. If you want to criticize him, criticize God because he's the one that gave it to me. And that's who I get my marching orders from. I don't know about you all. But I get my marching orders from God, my Heavenly Father, who have kept me here 94 years. How many preachers you know would stand on his foot, 2 foot, and preach from his, from the ground up, from the floor up? How many of you know? How many of you know can raise their leg up like that? How many of you know can do a Holy Ghost shout? How many of you know that can trust God and lean not to their own understanding that's 94 years old, that can run this race? I come this way this morning. It may be my last time, I don't know. But I'm gonna preach till the power of the Lord come down. I wanna try to convince somebody that you are somebody in the house of God. Don't give up on him. Don't give up. Whatever you do, don't give up. I hear him say, "I'm gonna retire. I'm gonna quit. I'm gonna let somebody else do it." I wish I had that much thought to say that about somebody that got me up this morning. 94. Some people 94 can't even drink water. Can't even eat food. Somebody had to feed them. Hold their head up from a pillar, lying in bed all night long and all day long. I got something to be grateful for. To Almighty God, who's able to take care of you. I said in my prayer, I see why so many sick folk here, so many hearses rolling to the grave. Because of us, Jesus paid it all. Don't you love him? Don't you praise him? Why don't you give him some praise? Let me slow down. Let me slow down for a minute. But I have to give honor where honor is due. I thank these deacons. I think you're brave to do what you do. I think you're brave, so I take my hat off to you. I thank those, I can count them on my finger. I thank those who came this morning. Think about those that are sitting at the house. Think about those when Jesus looked down and he wept. That's why Jesus wept. He went to the cross for us. But I think these ministers, it could be more, but I think these ministers, I love these ministers. And I like to see them go to work. I want to thank Reverend Allen for preaching these funerals, being steadfast, preaching these funerals. You know, I thank God for somebody to come forth. I'm going to talk about a man this morning named Nehemiah. And I think this choir, y'all sang beautiful this morning. Keep on singing. Keep on singing. Don't let nobody turn you around. Can I get a witness? I wish I had a witness. I'm going to talk about Nehemiah. Nehemiah with a cupbearer. But let me pray. I got to pray. I can't do it without y'all. Know I love prayer. Father, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and my redeemer. Thank God for Jesus. By virtue of YouTube and Facebook, may I speak to you this morning out of my heart, out of what the Lord said, not what I say, but what the Lord says. In his holy name we pray, amen. Amen. From Nehemiah, I'll be preaching out of the first and second chapters, but I'll be using two verses out of the 17 and 18 verses. And I began, then said to them, you see the trouble we're in Jerusalem? It lies in ruins, and its gates have been burned with fire. Come, let us rebuild the walls of Jerusalem, and we will no longer be in disgrace. I also told them about the gracious hand of my God upon me and what the king said to me. They replied, and here's my text, let us start rebuilding. So they began this good work. Amen. In his holy name we pray. Y'all may take your seats in the household of God. The words of Nehemiah, son of Hilkiah, cupbearer for King Artaxerxes. Well, preacher, what is a cupbearer? A cupbearer is one that tastes wine. Cupbearer put his life on the line. Cupbearer is the one that served wine to the king. So if anybody tried to poison the king, the cupbearer's life is in vain. Can I get a witness? Amen. So he's highly thought of. And as I preach this, you'll see the king didn't want to let him go. Also the queen. But his heart was in his hometown. And that's what I want to get over to the tabernacle this morning. Where is your heart this morning? I know this for myself. Those that Reverend Broadus used to say is on a beatific throne of grace, looking down on this church. But those who are dutiful and duty-bound, just like Nehemiah, he was only not one man. But there's a whole lot of folk in this church that can step forward if they get up out of their seats and out of their mire and muck. And out of their confusion and the things they make excuses for. I don't have no excuse. I might have some weaknesses. Y'all praying with me? I don't have no excuse. Nehemiah didn't have no excuse. As he was in, the Bible said, the citadel of Susa. He wasn't in Jerusalem. He was an Israelite. But his brothers came and said, we got trouble. Nehemiah said, what do you mean we got trouble? He said, the enemy has come in and burned the gates and tore the walls down. The Persians, the mighty Persians, those who study scripture know how bad those Persians, they were a bad boy, those Persian boy. They kill and destroy. So Nehemiah said, they said to me, Those who survived the exile are back, and they're in great disgrace. Good God Almighty. Because they're sitting around doing nothing. Nehemiah sat down and wept. Y'all gonna help me preach this morning? Cupbearer to Otter, Texas, known as the man who had a mind to work. I've been trying to work all my life. I got a working wife too. I'm trying to help her take it easy. Y'all don't know, but I got a little short lady. She's been working all her life. When I met her, she was working. But he had a mind to work. Anybody in the house have a mind to work? Y'all, now watch what you say now. But he grew up in the faith of Israel's God. Good God Almighty. I feel my help coming now. His name appears as a prince, not as a priest. He was one of the princes who signed the covenant in Nehemiah 9:38 and 10:1. He was Israel's covenant for God's law. Amen. He became the governor of Jerusalem in 10:1. He died of old age. The repairing of the walls of Jerusalem became his best work. An enduring monument, my brothers and my sisters. It is very interesting to discover a blessing as the Lord brought it to my attention. Oh, yes, he did. He brought it to my attention. About what we need. I know you say you're going to take your time, but don't wait so long. Don't take it for granted, y'all. Because we do need an under shepherd. We need somebody to stand in the gap. Because the sheep are straying. They're getting frustrated. But if they learn how to pray and trust God, everything will be all right. Can I get a witness this morning? Y'all going to help me? Now, the repairing of the walls of Jerusalem became his best work. My brothers and my sisters, it's very interesting to discover a blessing as the Lord brought it to my attention to preach this message about rebuilding. I looked around and I found out everything needs rebuilding. The Sunday school, the choir, the communion service. No, we ain't there. COVID did a work on us. And that Satan put it on us, y'all. Don't let him use his instruments against you. And you make excuses for it. Y'all ain't listening to me. You listen to God, because God gave me this message to tell you this morning. You think old man can remember all that stuff? Can I get a witness? Well, he found out when we let things go to allow something that's near and dear to our heart to wither and die is a disgrace. I don't hear no amen on that. Because you can sit down and wallow in your own discomfort. Amen. You can say, oh, woe is me, and all you want to. Ain't nothing going to be done. I'm looking at a man, yeah, I ain't going to point him out to you, that's been working all his life for a city that don't care. A man gave all his life, worked himself down. He's about my age, too. But he gave what he gave. And I take my hat off to him. I ain't call his name. Yes, sir. But I see him. Y'all don't see him, but I see him. It's a disgrace. Amen, somebody. Amen. The same as those in the text found out after returning from exile. Back into the city they should love. Now, Nehemiah was in Persia, in Shushan, alone, ideas alone. He said, I got to go. One man in a whole city falling down, the gates burned. I got to go. Do you imagine what one man can do with no help? They found out after they got there, the walls are broke down. And the gates have been burned. The Chaldeans had been at work. Somebody say amen. Amen. My brothers and my sisters, sometimes it's very hard to understand. After all these people show up, nobody but Nehemiah is concerned. I can say the same thing about, I don't want to come too hard on you, because some of you have been steadfast, but some haven't. But we need to be jacked up and raised up and go to work. We can't let Tabernacle die. Y'all hear me? Y'all don't hear me? We can't let this church die. We got to stand up and be raised up. Be counted as a children of God, marching to Zion, that beautiful city of God. The Bible says, after hearing these sayings, he sat down and cried. Amen. Y'all gonna help me out? Then I discovered what he said, what to do. What are you gonna do, Nehemiah? He said, I don't have to tell nobody. But I'm going to find out what's going on. So sometimes, you know, we have to do things by ourselves and be silent in what we do. Because when the enemy discovers what you're doing, they try to disrupt it. Am I right about it? Then I discovered, as Nehemiah said, what to do. Well, preacher, what did he do? First, he sat down and cried. Then the next thing he do is what we don't want to do. He went in prayer. The effective fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Y'all going to help me out? He fasted and prayed before God of heaven. Amen, somebody. My brothers and my sisters, prayer changes things. Amen. He asked the Lord to hear his prayer. Amen. Anybody ever asked the Lord to hear your prayer? You ever talk to the Lord in your closet? Yeah. You ever stole away to Jesus? You ain't got long to stay here. My God, he called me. He called me by the thunder. The trumpet sound was in my heart. I better slow down. I ain't ready to get there yet. The next thing he did was confess. That's what we don't like to do. He confessed his sins and confessed everybody else's sins. We do sin. Y'all know that, don't you? Because we're shaped in iniquity. We're born in sin. I used to hear folks say, wait a minute, I don't sin. Oh, yes, you do. And so He confessed his sin with those and everybody else. Glory to God. In his prayer, he reminded the Lord how Moses strove with his people, who sometimes fell in black backsliding lifestyles. Amen, somebody. Amen. Y'all know anybody like that? He asked the Lord to hear him as he prayed. Give him success. Grant him Savior to approach King Artaxerxes about his problem. It wasn't the king's problem. It was Nehemiah's problem. The Bible says in the second chapter of the book of Nehemiah, the month of Nisan, which is March and April, the 20th year of King Artaxerxes, wine was served to him, to the king. And while appearing before the king, he looked sad. The king asked him, "Why you are so afraid?" Yeah, he was afraid. He said, my king, and may you live forever. Why he say that? I don't know if he's trying to be aggressive or trying to give the king a little boost or what. I don't know what he said that. My foes have done great harm to me and my city where my father's buried. It lies in waste. I'm getting to the finish, y'all. In ruins. The gates are destroyed by fire. Amen? Amen. Well, the king asked him, "What do you want from me?" I can see dollar signs jumping up and down when somebody asks you that. Well, he can help him out if he want to. What you want from me? It was then he prayed to his God of heaven that the king found favor and sent him to Judah because he didn't want to let him go. Because he was very vital to the king's service. Can I get a witness this morning? He wanted the king to send him to Judah, where his father was buried, so that he could rebuild it. Now, don't leave me, y'all. He could rebuild it, but he's going to have a lot of help. My brothers and my sisters, this discussion brought a time element. The king said, "How much time is it going to take?" You know, when you're vital to somebody, they don't want to lose you, you know? They don't let you go. They want to hold on to you as long as they can. The king said, "How much time is it going to take?" Well, he said, "I need a letter sent to the governor so that that part of the city might provide me protection." You see, somebody want to wipe him out. Somebody want to stop him because he had two enemies. And I'm going to tell y'all who they are. I need timber from the king's forest and everything else it took to complete his mission. Anybody praying with me? I'm trying to get somewhere with this message this morning. My brothers and my sisters, the Bible says the gracious hand of God was upon him. Oh, Lord, y'all don't know how it feels when God's hand is on you. When he can keep you. When you feel like falling down, the Lord props you up on every leaning side. Sometimes, you know, I get up, I don't feel like moving. Lord, move my foot for me. He moved my hand for me. My wife don't know it sometimes. I don't feel like raising that cup up with tea in it, but the Lord raised it up for me. I wish I had somebody in here to know what I'm talking about. And when you get to the place where you can trust God, you won't have the problems you have. I told you I'm trying to get somewhere with this message. The gracious hand of God was upon him, and the king gave him what he wanted. Then he said, come. And I'm saying this to Tabernacle this morning. Let us rebuild what has been torn down. I'm going to say that again. I'm going to keep saying it. Come. Let us rebuild what has been torn down. COVID came in and he tore us down. Other folk did too. But we are still standing. Aren't we still standing? So come, let us rebuild together. Tell your neighbor, it's time to rebuild. My brothers and my sisters, the Bible says, after the king granted him his request, he presented to the governor the king's letter. He had an army escort after that. Church, in every good thing planned, y'all hear me now, the adversary tries to step in. Y'all gonna help me? I told you I would tell you who it were. Sanballat, the Horonite, and Tobiah, the Ammonite, showed up as the enemy. Amen. We got a lot of Sanballats and Tobiahs around us. Amen, somebody. And the Bible says they were very much disturbed that somebody came to help the Israelites, amen? My brothers and my sisters, when we try to do good, evil is always present. Can I get a witness? Philippians 3 and 20, we will find these words, beware of evil workers. When the enmity of the serpent seed against the cause of Christ is confined to no age or nation. Anybody hear me? May I say to the church this morning, the application to ourselves is plain. When the church of God asks for help, is it not desolate and exposed to assaults? Amen, somebody. Amen. Somebody's always trying to tear our building down. Amen. Not physically, but spiritually. I wish I had a praying church. If you look at the text with a spiritual eye, you will find there were 3 days of inspection of the broken down walls. He told no one what God had put on his heart to do. The officials did not know where he was or what he was doing. Sometimes there is work to be done in the church. We have to go ye therefore. Can I get a witness? Amen. Well, I'm going to try to close out now. But I'm trying to make this message plain and clear. It's time to rebuild. Well, the work was completed on the walls in chapter 6, 15 verse 25. Elude, August to September, 52 days, but not after opposition. When Sanballat heard that we were rebuilding the wall, his opposition, he became angry and greatly incensed. He ridiculed the Jews and in the presence of his associate in the army of Samaria, he said, what are those feeble Jews doing? Will they restore the walls? Will they offer sacrifices? Will they finish in a day? Can they bring stone back to life from the heaps of rubbles, burned as they are? Tobiah the Ammonite, who that is side said, what are they building? If even a fox climbed on it, it would break it down. That wall's of stone. It got worse than that. But we won't go into it right now. Well, the adversary is always at work. Trying to do harm and stop the work. But when God is in the plans, no devil or his workers can hinder us. Can I get a witness? They had one hand on the weapons, the other hand on the materials. Ain't God all right?
Yes, sir.
To finish the walls, glory to God. Every man said, and his helper stayed inside Jerusalem at night, serving as guards and workmen by day. Good God Almighty. Until the work was completed. Amen?
Amen.
Come on, let us rebuild. I wish I had some young people to preach to this morning. You know what I tell them?
Sir.
To lay that liquor bottle down. I would tell them to put them joints and dopes down and change it for a praise to our God. Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship is one of God. Every praise, every praise, every praise is to our God. Sing hallelujah to our God. Sing hallelujah to our God. Glory hallelujah is due our God. Every praise, every praise is due our God. God my healer, God my deliverer. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Every praise is to our God. Amen, somebody. I'm not talking about changing, God changing your attitude. Let him change your altitude. Not to get higher in the Lord, but to get hired in the Lord. H-I-R-E-D in the Lord. That means get ready to go to work. He's the best boss you will ever get. Amen. You can't get him at the employment office. You get him on your knees. Why don't you give him some praise this morning? I'm serving notice on somebody this morning. Aren't you tired of being unemployed in the house of God? I'm going to help somebody this morning. And I don't know who I'm preaching to. Can I point out three classifications? And I'm finished. Number one is clean up. Number two is shape up. Number three is stand up. Clean up what you messed up. Start all over again. Put on your application. I'm sorry for my sins, amen? I'm ready for training. Watch this, now watch this. Do it the right way the first time. To reform men's life is to convince their conscience. Make one aware of their actions is a conformity to all is contrary to one's standards of right and wrong.
Yes, sir.
1 Timothy 1:5. The end of the commandment is charity out of a pure heart and out of a good conscience and a faith unfinished. Amen.
Yes,
As I close, let us present our powers to God as weapons, yes, sir, ready for the warfare and work for righteousness, amen, in his service, amen. Amen. Clean up from the floor. Yes, sir. Bible says in Romans 6:12, let not sin ring in your mortal bodies, that you should obey it, that the Lord there, oh, amen, don't let it take charge over you, amen? Amen. That's why all of us, including this poor preacher, have to trust God for our salvation every day. Can I get a witness? My second word is shape up, amen? 2 Timothy 2 and 20, you'll find these words, but in a great house are not only vessels of gold and silver, also wood and of earth, some of gold, some of honor, some dishonor, amen? What do you mean, preacher? I'm glad you asked. Shaping up the child of God in the house of God is visualized as a vessel to be used. On the other hand, but it must be clean, amen, to express a deeper thought. If you were thirsty and there were two cups, one made of gold, highly ornamented, but was dirty, the other in the old crock cup, cracked, barely holds water, but it's clean. Which one would you use? Now, my brothers and my sisters, didn't Jesus use old vessels to put water in to change the wine? My brothers and sisters, God, give God some credit. It's been all wise and intelligent God. He used clean vessels to help lost souls find the Lord. Amen. Amen. My last word is stand. In Ephesians 6, 10, and 18, we will find the Apostle Paul in his epistle to stand. Amen. Amen. Finally, be strong in the Lord and his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God. Anybody praying with me? Why? To stand against the devil's schemes. Amen. Our struggle is not against flesh and blood. Y'all gonna help me? It's against the rulers and authority who hate the love of God. Powers in this dark and weary world, against spiritual evil forces in the heavenly realm. You cannot see them, amen? Therefore, put on the armor of God. When a day of evil comes, you can stand your ground. Firm belt of truth, buckled down with your waist with the breastplate of righteousness in place. Now, don't leave me with your feet fitted with readiness. And that comes from the gospel of peace. Good God Almighty. Take up the shield of faith. Put out flaming fires of arms that shot at us. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying prayers of the saints. After you have done all you can, just stand. When you can't understand this crazy world, just stand. Like a tree planted by the river of the water, just stand. Friend forsake you, just stand. When you're misunderstood, just stand. When you're burdened down and heavy laden, just stand. When you busted and can't be trusted, just stand. When your money is funny and your change is strange, just stand. When fear overcomes you and hope is lost, just stand. When your faith seems weak and you feel unworthy, just stand. When trouble comes at night and day looks like it never comes, just stand. Stand, stand, stand. Stand. He stood up was on Calvary. And he was raised up and stretched up and pulled up and hung up and hang up. The moon dipped in blood. The sun refused to shine. But I'm told on Sunday morning, he got up with all power in his hand. So, Drew stand with nothing else can do. You've done all you can, just stand. Yes. Y'all listen to me this morning. Tell me, what do you do when you've done all you can? Seems like it's never enough. Tell me, what do you give when you give all you can? Seems like you can't make it through. You just stand. Watch the Lord bring you through. You just stand. After all you can do, after you've done all you can, you just stand. Tell me, what do you do when your heart has been broken? How do you deal with the pain? Tell me, how do you give when you give all you can? Seem like it's never enough. You just stand. Watch the Lord bring you through. You just stand. When there's nothing else to do, you just stand. When there's nothing else can do, after you've done all you can, you just stand. Tell me, what do you say when you said all you can? You just can't make it so plain. You just stand. Watch the Lord bring you through. You just stand. When there's nothing else to do, after you've done all you can, you just stand. Tell me, what do you do when you can't get a prayer through? Seems like you're praying in vain. You just stand. Watch the Lord bring you through. You just stand. When there's nothing else to do, after you've done all you can. Oh, after you've done all you can. Oh, after you've done you can, you just stand. After you've done all you can, you just stand. Stand, keep on standing after you've done all you can. Anybody want to stand this morning? After you've done all you can. Oh, after you've done all you can, you just stand. Anybody want to stand for Christ this morning? Tell me, what do you say when you said all you can? Lord, you can't say it enough. You just stand. Watch the Lord bring you through. You just stand. When there's nothing else to do, after you've done all you can. Lord, after you've done all you can. Lord, after you've done all you can. Thank you.